those who are responsible for their education. Leslie Ashmole is at the B6 sixth form college in Hackney, and students there have been getting cross about this, Leslie.
Well, they have, and actually they've all been campaigning about this for a long time. We've got to remember that we're really talking about England only here at the moment. This is a devolved issue. So when Michael Gove was speaking today, he was really talking about a budget for poorer English students. But I have got some very animated youngsters with me today who've really been following this from the start. Clea Cowter, Olusera and Louie. What do you make about this change of plan today? At least a little bit more money going for the replacement scheme.
We think it's not enough. I think it's not going to make enough of a difference that it needs to be making. And I think it's going to make a lot of people a lot worse off than they already are. And everyone, they're removing any legitimate means for them to make that money, to have that money, for them to have a better education, for them to eat good lunches, for them to have their books. And it's just another.
Well, more people, I suppose, will get it now than they would have. But what do you use your money for?
Well, our money is essentially, it's all our food, it's our clothing, it's our books, it's our travel, and it's our quality of life, really. It's how we go out, it's how we do anything that anyone with a higher income can. I think that it's important that we as poorer students should be allowed to do that.
Yeah, you get this, don't you?
Yeah, I think it's what we've been criticised by not using it the way we should, but then you give someone £30, £20, £10 a week, and that we do use it. I use it for books, extra reading we need to do, travel, food, because that's very important.
You've got to pay to get here, don't you? I suppose that's the thing. And what about you? Because you've got a lot of brothers and sisters, don't you?
Yeah. I've got over 5 siblings, and my dad is not really earning a lot of money, and I actually use that money to travel here because I live in South London, and so I use it for my food and my upkeeping, because as a girl, you need money for your upkeeping. So, and my other siblings, that's going to really affect my siblings if they can't get £30.
Would it have put you off if you couldn't get it?
Definitely. It means us not being able to get here, for one, especially Alyssa, she's from South London. It's going to make a big drastic change. And where I used to go, I had to pay nearly £15-20 a week just to get to school. And yeah,
I think the problem with this is that it's kind of it's just placating us, really, because it used to be 564 million or so, and to bring it down even to 180 million, that's still 2/3 of people who can't get it. It's 2/3 of poor students who will not get money
and will be limited.
And also, if it's already been means tested and everyone that got it really needed it, how more would you mean test it? I mean, would that mean that you really have to literally be like scraping for food in order to get the money that people from higher income just get and take advantage of?
And another thing is, good food is expensive. Good food is not cheap. If we eat bad food, it's going to mean our attention levels are low in college. If they want us to be awake, if they want us to work hard, we need to eat properly. Eating properly in London, it's expensive. It's not.
Do you know, Peter, isn't it refreshing to hear a bunch of 18-year-olds so completely animated that I can't get a word in edgeways? They're all talking about politics.
That is testimony to those three guests you had. Thank you very much indeed. There's not many people who reduce our Leslie to silence, but they're pretty animated about it, understandably. So let's have a chat to Ken Warman, who is principal of the college there. Hi, Ken.
Hello there.
Do you understand the implications of the new scheme? What's it going to mean to the people who come to your college, which is Hackney, East London, of course?
Yeah, I mean, it will mean a significant reduction in income, because although there is an increase, as you pointed out, it still represents a 69% cut, so it will be significant. I mean, the big issue for us is we don't know the detail of the criteria which will be used, and there are two things there. One is, what will students receive? And secondly, how much will it cost us to administer this? And then thirdly, of course, there will be the issue of trying to be consistent so that we don't get parental and young people challenging decisions that we make.
Yeah. Is it up to you to implement this? Who actually does the maths involved?
Well, I think we'll be expected to do the maths. It's still unclear. I mean, that's one of the things to say, is that the detail is still unclear. £180 million, but distributed how is a big issue.
Well, they say it's going to the poorer students targeted, and that some people will get more, and that those with a bit of money will get nothing. I mean, it does seem...
Well, that's the issue, really.
It does. I was a bit surprised to see that 45% of students got this money, which didn't seem as if it was terribly well targeted, perhaps.
Well, I think that's what 45% would represent a good target. And the difficulty with these kind of things is that there's always going to be people who receive benefits who might not necessarily be deterred by receiving them, but there'll be others who will be. It will be absolutely essential. Trying to distinguish between those two is impossible, unless you take the loudest voice or the people who insist most. It's impossible. That's why means testing in this way is so ineffective.
That's Ken Warman, principal of the college, putting the case for retaining the old EMA. We'll try to get some analysis of how that new scheme might work before the end of the programme.
Now, multiple air raids have hit Colonel Gaddafi's birthplace of Sirte in Libya.